IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach, and today with us in the hot seat, we have Sakshi. Now, Sakshi says, "Hi Ashton, totally love this podcast and listening to the Habit Coach is the best habit that could have happened last year." Wow, so thank you. All right, my question for you is, why am I so average? I have been reading about and listening about creating your personal brand, being recognized for your work, and I've spent a lot of time on introspecting what is unique about me. I realize that I am average in everything that I do. I have a great job, I'm doing well for myself, but I end up being average in anything that I do. I'm not extraordinary or exceptional in anything. Whatever proficiency level I achieve is anything, be it professional career, work, home, hobbies, or sports. Proficiency levels are almost the same as most of the other people. I really want to stand out in something and create my personal brand in some area, but don't know how. How can I stop being average and start being extraordinary in something? Fantastic. So Sakshi, there are three important aspects to this one question that you asked. All right. So the first thing that I would tell you, Sakshi, is that you are unique. Everyone in the world is unique. We have unique thumbprints. We all look different. We all have different experiences growing up. So we all are unique. When you say that you're average, it means that you're like everybody else. But that is absolutely not true. You might be doing things that other people are doing, but you have something unique within you. There is always a spark. There's always a mindset that is different. The very fact that you don't want to be average says something about you. The very fact that you took this opportunity to message me says something about you. That itself is a departure from average. So that is the first thing that I want to tell you. There is something unique in you. It just has to be found. The second thing is that you're comparing yourself with everybody. You're in this constant state of comparing. And remember that there are three C's that we never do. We never compare. Oh, that person's like this. I'm like this. We never criticize, why is everybody, you know, why am I so bad? Why is everybody better? And the last one is we never complain. Why is life unfair to me? Right? These three C's we never do because those C's are C's of negativity. Now, I want to ask you, whenever you think that you are average, it means that you're comparing yourself to everyone in your surrounding, everyone that you know. Can you imagine the amount of pressure that you're unnecessarily putting on yourself? Why are you comparing yourself to everybody else? You know, when we were in school, it was all about comparison, right? Who did well in an exam? Who did badly? Oh, I was a 50% person. I was a 35% person. And genuinely saying this, I failed most of my schooling. But it didn't make a difference going ahead because I realized that that is not something that I'm good at. I have discovered other things that I'm good at. So this brings me to the third point. Sakshi, you're not average. It's just that you haven't found what it is that you're good at. And many people will spend their entire life in quiet desperation, never finding the things that they're good at because they never experiment. They never try new things. And if you don't try new things, how will you know that you're good at it? You might be a master at playing the violin, which is one of the scariest instruments to start playing because, you know, there is no frets and it all sounds like somebody is dying when you're playing it for the first time. So you might be a master at playing the violin. Who knows? But the point is that you've never tried these things. So as a result, you will always feel that you're not good enough. One of the best habits that I have formed is every month I pick up something new to do. One month I picked up how to lockpick. One month I picked up playing the saxophone. One month I picked up learning how to sing. All these things play a role because now I'm trying so many things. I figured out what comes naturally to me, what I have to struggle with, what I don't want to feel like struggling with because I don't think it's worth it. Like I started learning salsa and I was looking at people dancing so beautifully and fluidly and they said that, oh, it took us 7 years. And I said, yeah, I do not have the kind of time to be practicing salsa. I'm not going to be doing this. So this way you realize what are the things that are working for you? What are the things that are not? But you will never figure those out if you don't put yourself out there and experiment in the first place. Okay? So to bring everything together, the first thing is that you are unique. You just haven't found out what it is. The second thing is you need to stop comparing yourself to everybody else, because that is a recipe for disaster. And that is a recipe for an early grave, because you're going to worry yourself silly. And at the end of the day, you're going to say, oh, wow, everybody else had such good lives, but I did not. And the final thing is that if you don't experiment, you will never know what you're good at. You will never know what hobbies you miraculously become fantastic at. So have a habit of learning new things every single day, and you will find something that you're fantastic at, and that itself is going to pull you away from this thought of average. And everyone's going to come and say, wow, how did you do this? Tell me about it too. You are an inspiration. And I think that is the place where you feel like being, which is what I'm getting from this message. You don't want to be average. You want to be extraordinary. The last thing, bonus number 4 that I will say, is that in order to be extraordinary, in order to do or be what most people aren't, you have to do things that other people won't. That means that you have to do the things that are uncomfortable. You have to do the things that other people will think twice before doing. And you will see that all success, all people are successful at different parts of life, get that success by doing the things that other people won't, because they're scared, because they are finding it too hard to do, or they just simply don't know how to do it. So get the skills in place, put in the hard work, and overcome your fears. By golly, success cannot evade you. You will find it, and you will no longer in your mind be average. I don't think you're average, but in your mind, you won't be average. You'll have grown way past beyond that. All right. Sakshi, I know this is going to help you. Follow these 3 and it's going to make a big difference in your life. This is for everybody else who thinks they're average. All right. If you want to ask me a question and be on the next Hot Seat episode, check out the link below and send me a nice juicy question, and I'm going to answer it right here. I'm Ashton Doctor, your habit coach. And remember, awesome lives start with awesome habits. Now, if you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am at Ashdin Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can also go to my website, awesome180.com. Now, I have just published my first book. It is called Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. Please do check it out on Amazon and wherever else you get your books.